Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got
welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise, and we ask these things
the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jasper.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for that prayer. Amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on today. Lord, we're just so thankful, so grateful what God is doing in our life and in your life as well. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes.
We're going to go into the Word. Get into the Word.
Amen.
We don't take for granted your time that you have given to us and time to give to your people, Father, to use it wisely. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We get into the Word of God tonight. We're just going to dig into the Word of God and to ask God to give a guide, direction, ask God to give us clarity in His Word and His Holy Spirit, hold the anointing for His Word. Amen. Let's get into the world today. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like for you to turn to Luke, the ninth chapter. Luke, the ninth chapter. Amen. And we're going to start with the 23rd through the 27th verse. Amen.
Amen.
Luke, the ninth chapter. And this is Jesus speaking. He's talking to the people. They just come out of having some type of what I call it, they come out and have a buffet dinner with some bread, some fishes, amen. Have a nice meal there, amen, with preaching and teaching. And he came out with five loaves and two fishes and turned out to be a miracle right there on the site, amen.
Right.
He blessed and turned out to be able to feed 5,000 and 5,000 plus people at that time, amen.
Amen.
What a amount of time. Going to Corral, got nothing on Jesus, amen. Going to Corral and no other restaurant, got nothing on Jesus.
Amen.
He had to feed some people, he's going to feed them.
Yes.
And now you feed them with the Word of God this time, this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 10, Luke 9, chapter and verse 23 through 27. Jesus speaking. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
24. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it.
Mm-hmm.
25. For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
Mm-hmm.
26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me, I read the King James Version, and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
When he shall come in his own glory,
mm-hmm.
and his fathers and of his holy angels.
Amen.
27. But I tell you of a truth, there'll be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Our main verse on the day would be verse 23. Jesus speaking, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, or woman, let him deny himself, herself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. As you for a title of something on today, how to win over self. Amen.
Amen.
How to win over self. You tell my man and woman in the mirror. Amen.
Hmm.
How to win over self.
Mm.
God can answer that too as well. Amen. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. We use God's power that can destroy fortresses. Amen. His divine power can destroy those strongholds in our life. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to use the power of God to destroy those strongholds that may give us an issue, give us some problems throughout our daily life in Christ. Amen. But for this time, for this hour, how to win over self. Tell me that man and woman in the mirror, myself and yourself. Amen. Our life.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? For today, we have four points of power. We have four major points of power like you talk about on today. How to win over self. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How to win over self.
Number one.
Mm.
To have a definite decision. You need to have a different decision pertaining to our walk with Christ, pertaining to where you want to go, where God has divine purpose upon our life. Amen. we need to make a decide decision. Amen. About our walk with Christ. Many people have difficulty deciding which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
They try to hold on to God with one hand and Satan with the other.
Mm.
And no, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters.
No.
You can't have hold on to God's hand and try to hold on to Satan's hand. That's not going to work.
Amen.
That's not by God's design.
Amen.
Amen. So you must choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. We will serve the Lord through choice. What do you mean, Pastor? We will serve the Lord through choice. You go to a Joshua. Joshua, he knows something about choice. Amen? He know that when God gave him the commandment, as Moses had passed away, he had a mandate to take the people to the promised land. Amen? So he had to tell all these people, probably a million or so people or more, he had to take to the promised land. They had a conquest God gave to them to defeat the enemy. Amen? So they had a mandate that God had for them to possess the promised land that God would give to the children of Israel. Amen. Turn to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Throughout Joshua's time and throughout what was going on in day and time, and God gave him a mandate for to possess the land for Israel that God gave to the children of Israel. Amen. He brought me out of my hand out of Egypt. Amen. So, as we were going through different conquests, we're going to different events, going to defeat these different nations that God is given to defeat these many nations and doing the work God called for me to do and to bring people into their own, to their promised land, amen. And you come to the days of as Joshua getting older, amen, here on this earth. And he was saying he made a declaration about himself, Joshua chapter 24. And we're going to verse 14, verse 15. Amen. And Joshua is saying that he learned, he understand, he knew he was there during the time of Moses, during the time after Moses. God used him as a mighty man of God to do what God had called him to do, to bring people into the promised land. But he wasn't done yet. He was not fully completed. There was other land to conquer, amen. There was other land to do. God's word was not fully fulfilled during the time of Joshua's life. There were other things that God wanted the people to do to continue to move forward and to receive the promise of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by going to the promised land. Amen. So during the time of Joshua getting older, and Michaela and some other people, Joshua made up his mind that he had to make some decisions in his life. Amen. He had to make some choices for his life, not just for his life, but for those that in his household. Chapter 24, verse 14, verse
15. Amen.
Now let's start with verse 14, Joshua 24, verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, talking to the people, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the floor. Joshua trying to get a proclamation of what they need to do to obey God, amen, to be obedient to the word of God and keep moving forward. And in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day, not tomorrow, but this day, such a time as this, who you will serve.
Yeah.
Whether the gods which your father served, your father, grandfather, great-grandfather served, grandmother too, served, they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me
and my house,
and for me and my generation, and for me and my children,
amen,
and for me and my family, amen, Joshua was fully persuaded that, and for me and my house, my generation, we will serve the Lord, amen. So Joshua was always fully persuaded in his heart what he was going to do. He knew the power of God. He knew that he had a relationship with God, Yahweh, Jehovah, that he was fully persuaded of what he was going to do. And he tells the people, but you know, he's trying to get it close, telling the people what they need to do, continue on in faith and believe what God said to them to do, to have what God has for them to have, amen, to expand their territory, amen, and possess the land what God had for them to do, amen. So that was important.
Yeah.
Like I said, number one, definite decision. We all have to make a decision here. Mm-hmm. Decision about how to win over self. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Self is a tough man. Mm-hmm. Self try to hold on to what they want to hold on to. Self don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. But God got a plan. Amen. So when you're born again, coming to Christ, you are a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. So self, the old man, still trying to fight against you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Against the new man. Mm-hmm. So God got an answer. You have decided to make a choice whether to go on a life in Christ, in God, or the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So you choose life and choose success, or you choose death and disaster.
Amen.
God has said for you choices. Amen. So you need to make a choice in the matter.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just want to interject right there because even in this day and time, as it was during the days of Joshua,
amen.
So it is also during this day and time in the 21st century,
yes.
We have a decision to make. We've got a choice to make.
Amen.
Choose ye this day whom you will serve. And the enemy is trying to play tug of war with the people and even in the body of Christ. Even in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And because there's so much that's out there in the world that's trying to draw you and distract you from the things of God. You have a decision to make, not only the immediate decision of deciding whether or not you're going to serve the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to serve the enemy, because one way or the other, you make a choice. Even not making a choice, you make a choice. And so with that, we are faced every day, not just with our immediate choice of salvation, but
mm-hmm.
we are faced every day
yes.
with decisions as to whether or not to take the godly choice
uh-huh.
or the ungodly choice. So you keep that in mind. Choose you this day whom you will serve,
amen.
Because it is a journey. It's not just one decision. You have to make decisions each and every day as to who's on the Lord's
amen.
Side.
Amen.
Which side are you on? Who's on the Lord's side? You've got a choice to make.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's so true. That's so true today. Amen. We have a choice. But all we had a choice. Adam had a choice in the Garden of Eden.
Yes,
he had a choice. Eve had a choice. Amen. So we all had choices on the day. God gave us, thank God for who he is. We all had choices. Amen. He's not going to force to make you choose him like a robot, but God gave you the choice to make. He tells you to choose life, choose success, or choose death and disaster. And God wants us to choose life. Amen.
Amen.
And we choose life.
Amen.
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy, the Old Testament chapter 30. We're going to start in verse 14.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
But the word is very nigh unto thee.
What word is that?
Word of God.
Yes.
In thy mouth.
Uh-huh.
And in thy heart.
Hold on now. You got a choice. God says, in the power of the tongue, like the difference in the power of the tongue, you have a choice. Right in your mouth. You got a choice to make, to choose.
Amen. That thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee
yes.
this day, life and good,
uh-huh.
and death and evil.
Amen.
In that I command thee this
uh-huh.
day
yes.
to love the Lord thy God,
mm-hmm.
to walk in his ways,
yes.
and to keep his commandments. And his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God
mm-hmm.
shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it.
Oh, amen. We're in Deuteronomy 30, we're in the 16th verse, and we're going to go to the 17th verse now. Go ahead.
But if thine heart turn away,
uh-huh.
so that thou wilt not hear,
mm-hmm.
but shall be drawn away
uh-huh.
and worship other gods, sir, and serve them. I denounce unto you this day
what?
That you shall surely
perish.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that
God.
You shall not prolong your days upon the land,
uh-huh.
whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
Yes.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Amen.
That I have set before you life
your household. Continue.
Wow. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
And that thou mayest obey his voice. And that thou mayest cleave unto him.
Uh-huh.
For he is thy life. And the length of
thy days.
That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham,
yes,
to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
He's a God of living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not a God of dead. He is a God of living. And God gave the promise to them, also he gave the promise to us as well through his word.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We must be firm in our decision for Christ, leaving no bridge unburned, which would facilitate burning back. Okay? But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So God teaches us, we have a choice, amen. We have a choice. The title of this is How to Win Over Self. Right now, you got a choice to choose God, to choose life, and not just choose death, not to choose evil. Amen. And that's important. The idea to walk with Christ. That's important in what we do each and every day. That's important for us to win over self. Amen? So that's very important to know. God gave us a choice to do, a choice to obey, and a choice to receive the word of God in our life. And you got own greater tongue that's in your mouth, in my mouth. Another red thing, your mouth, that no man can tame, but God can tame it. That God said, choose life, choose everlasting life, choose life, don't choose death. Amen?
Amen.
Don't choose disaster. To obey the word of God instead of anything else. Amen?
Yes. God gives us volition, and he gives us free will.
Always.
And then even in the midst of that, if you don't know, sometimes we do things that's foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't always use our good common sense.
Yes, we do.
So if you don't know which to choose, his word right here in verse 19 of Deuteronomy chapter 30
mm-hmm.
tells you what to choose. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose what?
Choose life. Amen.
Choose life. Because the choice that you make is not only going to impact you and make a difference in your life,
children.
It will also make a difference in your generation, your seed, and the generation to come. So remember that you're not only making the decision for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you're also making a decision to open up the window of God for blessings in the life of your seed, your generations to come.
Yeah, you want that generation blessing. You want that generation courage. You want that generation blessing. And you go back and we do Deuteronomy 28 and give you a choice. And God said besides blessing and cursing in that chapter Deuteronomy 28. You go back and read it later on. And he talk about the blessing. He talk about the cursing. God tell him about the blessing. I also tell him about you disobey. Here goes the curse gonna take place. So same thing applies to verse 30. God still talking about the blessing and the cursing. About life, about you see, same thing in Joshua, same thing throughout the word of God, the Old Testament and New Testament, he's still talking about the blessing
Amen.
And the cursing.
Amen.
You got to choose life.
Choose life.
Amen.
Amen.
So good. Point number two, daring discipline. You talking about how to win over self.
Yeah.
Main focus. Daring discipline.
Amen.
Okay. Based on Luke chapter 9:23. Let him or her deny himself. Okay. Many people are self-indulged. Okay. They fail to practice self-denial and restraint. What are you talking about, Pastor? They do, because sometimes they think of themselves and then turn on thinking themselves kind of higher than themselves, and they get so much involved with themselves and so involved you just forget about the things of God, forget about the things that God wants them to do. You forget about how God got it on a path, we got it on a journey, God got to have a plan for our life, plan for your life as well. For the Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for our life. You look crazy in his glory, amen. Many people are self endowed and they fail to practice self-denial and restraint.
Mm-hmm.
how do you walk in the spirit? Because you got a tug of war going on and flesh in the spirit. So how do I deny self? How do I walk in the spirit? How do I walk in the new man, newness of life? How do I do this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turn to Galatians 5:16. You see what the word of God says about that. How do you walk in the newness of life and you got a tug of war going on with your flesh, with your flesh want to do this and that? Paul had the same issue. Paul was a mighty man of God. He wrote more than the New Testament. Amen. He had probably been a slave himself. He said, the thing that I do, I ought to do, I don't do it. It's an evil present me. He said, how do I walk in the newness of this new man that God had created in us in Christ Jesus? Amen. He had a problem with that. He had a battling his flesh with that, battling his mind with that as well. But God got an answer for you. He always does. He can answer for you through any word. And we'll go to Galatians 5:16.
Amen. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the spirit.
Whoa. Say what now?
Walk in the spirit.
Okay.
And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Go to 17. You go on down a little bit more.
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit.
Whoa. Mm. Contrary to one another.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And the against the flesh.
Yes.
And these are contrary.
Amen.
The one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would.
Amen. You want to do some things that are good, obey God, obey your word, be obedient to the word of God. You want to walk by faith, walk in faith. Amen. But that old man is still trying to get through because of the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Trying to get you to go on some things you want to go back into, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might be a womanizer. Some people might be drinking. Some people might have done drugs. Some people might have done some prostitution. Some people might have done some other things that's out there in the world, pharmaceutical on the streets, whatever, street pharmaceuticals. They might have done some other things they might have done in their lifetime, in their life. But God said that, don't worry about that. I got that. I got an answer for you. The rest of your warfare is not carnal, amen. God got an answer for you and give you deliverance, amen, give you victory, amen.
Amen.
But you're going to understand that the flesh will rise against the spirit.
Yes.
But God got an answer for it, 18.
Amen. Verse 18.
Yes.
But if you be led of the spirit.
You must be led by the spirit of God.
You are not under the law.
Okay.
Now, let me go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Now you don't understand the works of the flesh and what they are.
Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft.
Oh my goodness.
Hatred, variance, emulation
of the flesh.
Wrath.
Yes.
Strife.
Mm.
Sedition.
My God.
Heresy. Envying. Murders.
Keep going.
Drunkenness. Revelings and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past.
Mm-hmm.
That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
If people say something like, you got to be careful. If people got to be careful when they say certain things they say about blessings and other things. You're a child of God. Yes, you are blessed. You are blessed of God. But you have to be born again and believe by faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you repent of your sin. You understand, being born again into the by the power of God, not a man, not a woman, not a boy or girl, but this thing comes through the power of God, amen?
Amen.
The word through the blood of Jesus Christ, I will wash our sins, amen, through the word of God. But not through anything else. There's no other name where you can be saved but through the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua,
amen?
Through the power of God. When you're born again, you're born to a new creation in Christ. All things become new in Christ Jesus, amen? So the flesh is still there. You're still in your flesh. So you're still working with one another. But God can walk in the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God as well. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit of God. That would defeat the other thing that tried to tug a war against you. Amen. So you're going to walk in the Spirit. How you walk in the Spirit? In order to walk in the Spirit, you first need to be received the Spirit of God.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
That is the only way. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost Spirit of God. That is the only way that you will have the power within you to be able to overcome these things, these manifestations of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember as it was on the day of Pentecost. That's why Jesus, he said that you all are to wait there.
Yeah.
Wait there until you are receive power from on high, from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
from the with the Holy Ghost coming.
Amen.
And giving you that power that you need, because see, remember the is Satan. He's out there roaring like a lion,
mm-hmm.
seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
All of these other manifestations of the flesh, you cannot overcome them in the flesh.
Amen.
You've
Amen.
Got to have the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to overcome the lust and all of these other things of the flesh.
Amen, amen. He is our helper. He's our guide. Amen. He's our comforter. Amen. Jesus, I was sent him to you for that purpose. He's our power. He's our joy.
Amen.
Our peace. Amen.
Amen.
To be filled with God's Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And also, you worship God in spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes connect together with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in the Spirit means being obedient to the Spirit of the laws and the commandments of God, living the word of God, amen, worship God in spirit and truth. The Spirit brings to remember the things of God, things pertaining to His word, that coincide together. Can't be separate, they go together, amen, as one. They agree together. The word of God, the Spirit of God, God's out of all things that you remember. The word of God, the Spirit of God does this for you, for the believer.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in the Spirit, you will overcome temptation, amen. You will resolve the situation that in a positive way, and also God, when temptation comes, He will provide a way for you to escape the
yes.
temptation.
Amen.
I mean, He provides for all that to take place.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
He provides you for a way to escape the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to count all joy because you're overcoming in Him. To walk in the Spirit produce fruit. You're talking
mm-hmm.
about power. Mm-hmm. To walk in the Spirit of God produces fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Something incredible, no, correction, something supernatural happens. Began to grow in your life, in your spiritual walk, life, your spiritual walk in Christ. Something began to happen in your inside.
Amen.
David said, Lord, create me a what? Create me a clean heart.
Yes.
Knew the right Spirit of God within me.
Mm-hmm.
In Christ Jesus, God began to grow something in that Spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In your life in Christ. Galatians 5:22.
But the fruit of
go.
The Spirit
on time.
Is love.
Love.
Joy.
Peace of God.
Long suffering.
Gentleness.
Goodness.
Faith.
Meekness.
Temperance. Self-control.
Against such there is no law.
Continue, 24.
And they that are Christ.
Yeah, you are in Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
Have
crucified
the flesh
with the what?
With the affections and lust.
Keep going.
If we live
in the Spirit.
Spirit,
oh God,
let us also
walk
in
the
spirit.
Amen. One more.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Provoking one another, envying one another.
My God, that word is so good.
Amen.
God provide all this for you, for the believer, for me as well.
Yes.
God, He provided that for you so you
yes.
can win over self.
Amen.
He created a peace around you. God will keep you a perfect peace who mind and stay on thee.
Yes.
You are
yes.
no longer image to others. Faithfulness becomes a part of your personality.
Amen.
You want to be faithful to God, and He be faithful to you.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Become trustworthy
Amen.
In everything you do. Amen.
Yes.
You want to please
yes.
God. You want to obey God. You want to study His word. You want to you have a relationship with God and fellowship with God. Amen. You
yes.
want to become a new person in Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans. Romans 12. You think it's good to me? I don't know about you. I'm blessed by this myself. Romans 12. We heard it before. We'll hear it again and again. Romans 12. What are you talking about? A new person in Christ. Hey, it's part of the word. It's part of who we are in the things of God, the things of Christ.
Yes.
For that free to win over self, this is a must.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Break down strongholds. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Amen. Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, this is Paul speaking,
yes.
by the
mercy
of
God, my God,
that you present your body
temple
as
of God.
A living sacrifice.
Now, you're a temple of God now. Your body become a temple of the living God.
My God.
Amen.
Yes.
And body is a living
yes.
sacrifice. Before the old, it was different. No, it led to this. It was an official thing to come. Now, through Jesus Christ, you become a living temple of God in Christ. Go ahead.
Yes, as it was in the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
The sacrifices were things of other animals.
Yes,
and the blood sacrifices of other animals and such. But God is calling forth now because
mm-hmm.
of you giving yourself.
Amen.
In this scripture, it tells us that we are to give up ourselves,
yes.
our body,
yes.
as a
living sacrifice.
He's not looking for dead sacrifices anymore.
No.
He's looking for a
living sacrifice.
With the Holy Spirit that is dwelling on the inside of you. You are now that living sacrifice. You are now the holy temple
of
Almighty God. And it says here that you present your body as a
living
sacrifice.
You're alive, you live in the flesh, but you walk in the spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yes. Holy.
Holy.
Holy. Holy. Yeah, you're not just to come before the Lord in any kind of way
now.
Holy.
Amen.
Acceptable
unto God for the word.
Which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
And be ye not conformed to this world.
In the world, but not other world.
But be ye what?
Transformed
by the renewing of your mind.
Praise God, hallelujah. Yes.
That you may
prove
what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't want God's permission will.
Yes.
We want His
perfect
will. And if you allow the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you as you go forth and offer yourself as a holy and living sacrifice to Almighty God, He will come in and you will be transformed in your mind and in your body and in your because you will produce the fruits of the Spirit
that we talked
about in Galatians,
uh-huh.
that fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control.
Yes.
That's how you're able to be able to offer yourself as that holy and living sacrifice unto God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. PowerPoint number 3, daily devotion.
Amen.
How to be able to self, daily devotion.
Daily devotion.
And take up your cross daily.
Daily. Amen.
Luke 9:23. And take up your cross daily. Talking about us, the believer. And many people are devoted to selfish interests. They fail to win over self because they neglect God and others. They neglect God and others. And they fail to win over self because they neglect that. Paul wrote, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. The Paul members of some be around Paul's brothers, be around shipwreck, be around barbarians, be around all kinds of stuff. Paul knew what he's talking about. He was there, he lived it. Amen.
Yes.
Put down through the rental in a basket, people about to kill him, stripes and so forth. Paul knew what was going on. He knew he lived that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, here we go again, overcome the flesh through the power of God, through the word of God, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Galatians 2:20. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. God still working on us. He's still working in us. He's working through us. Amen.
Yes.
For his word unto good works that God had before ordained that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2:10. So to God be all the glory. God's still working with us, changing us from glory to glory. Amen.
Amen.
He's changing us from glory to glory.
Yes.
So God's still working power in us and through us that we know how to win over self. Breaking down those strongholds. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We should be diligent of our devotion to God, faithful in our daily walk. Amen. Do of the word of God, tell the time, daily prayer, faithful church attendance and community building. Amen. You got to share the word.
Yes.
Share the word of God. Share the word of Christ. Share the testimony. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Help others out. Jesus said, they should know you, my disciple, with love you have for one another.
Yes.
You got to share that love. You don't keep it to yourself, put it in a glass. You got to share that love. Now you share with us. Jews and Gentiles alike, and others, amen, they go out and preach and teach the gospel, live the gospel. So we have to share the word and bring victory into ourselves, or over ourselves, to the word of God. Christ with others bring victory over others. Go out there and other people in themselves, amen?
Amen.
You got to share the word of God. Don't hide it put in a bush. Number four, dauntless determination. Correction. Dauntless determination. Paul was not intimidated by all those things that happened in his life, your false brother, your shipwreck, your bitten by a viper, throughout his whole, through all kinds of stuff that God allowed him to endure and go through. Paul was fully persuaded.
Yes.
God, he was not intimidated by what was going on with his fellow Jewish brother, other false brother, Greek and Jew. He was fully persuaded. And also, he worshiped and his faith in God continued to grow and prosper, increasing in his life. Amen.
Amen.
He's standing his court. He's standing his race. Amen.
Amen.
Men fail in their quest for victory over self. They lack courage to reject the wrong and take their stand for the right. What's right? Well, one thing we're right is obedience to the word of God. That's right. And do the word of God. Be a doer of the word of God. Apostle Paul and said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, God had promised, God was able to perform it. Amen.
Amen.
God had no doubt. He had no doubt in God's word. He trusted God to the end and back again. He trusts God's word all the way through.
Yes.
Number four, and follow me, Luke 9:23. Say, and follow me. How you follow Christ? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I be obedient to Christ, and I follow the word of God, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Being counted in this very thing that he which had begun a good work in you and me,
yeah,
he will perform it.
Yes, he will.
Until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And continue work nonstop, without end, before work to Jesus come. We are being transformed day to day in his likeness, in Christ's likeness. Amen?
Yes.
With ever increasing glory, because we change from glory to glory. Amen? Mm-hmm. We come from the Lord. We are changed from glory to glory. Amen? 2 Corinthians 3:18. We are changed from glory to glory. We must develop a bulldog tenacity and never give up do or die attitude.
Yes.
Determination with
yes.
God's help.
Yes.
Bring
yes.
victory.
Yes.
Amen. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. In the greatest battle of all, the battle against self.
Yes. Amen.
I can do all things, not something. I can do all things, not part things. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen.
Yes.
God's word did not return void.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yeah.
There is no who shall separate you from the love of Christ.
Mm.
This world, the world to come, future, a present, there are no who can separate you from the word of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. God's word is true and back again. How to win over self.
Amen.
Top on the one, a definite decision. Number two, daring discipline. Number three, daily devotion. Number four, dauntless determination. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of mankind, or womankind. Amen. 12:13-14. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's hear and do. Let's hear and obey the word of God. For ye are God's little children, and have overcome them, because greater he that's in you and me than he that's in the world. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. His word true to the end and back again.
Amen.
So we need to understand we stand on the word of God. You cannot fail. There's no failure in God. Amen.
Amen.
There's no unbelief in God. There's no doubt in God. Amen. Even man of God, Jesus tells me, Lord, help me in my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And we need God to help us sometimes in our unbelief and our doubt. Amen. And so he may step me out and they can grow stronger in the faith of God. Lord, to go be a good courage. Ain't your job. Be strong in a good courage. And sometimes you need to be strong in the courage of the world, stand on the word of God, know the word of God, and obey the word of God. And then have to overcome and have to get victory over self. Amen. And for the new man to come forth and produce good fruit unto the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
By the power of God. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We thank God for that powerful word, how to win over self. How to win over self. Many times self has a way of getting in the way of the things of God. Because we want to be in control. We want to be the ones that are at the helm. But if you really know Almighty God, you begin to learn that you have to die to self.
Amen.
You got to die to self.
Amen.
And as you die to self and you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, from a being that is self-focused to God-focused. Again, you have to become a God-focused being because we were created in the image of God. We have the Holy Spirit. If you've given your life to the Lord, you have the Holy Spirit of God operating on the inside of you. And therefore, you have the ability to be able to stand on God's word and win out over self. See, the enemy will try to cause you, just as he did in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
He will try to cause you to focus in on selfish desires.
Yes.
What self wants to do, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. But no, God says that we are to be able to not focus in on self. He calls us to die to self and focus on him. This has been such a powerful word. I was supposed to be writing down something, and I got so caught up in the word that I forgot to write it down. But praise God for his word, because we in this day and time, we live in a world that society will try to tell you that, yes, you are to be, your center focus should be self. And that is not what your center focus should be. Your center focus should be that of Almighty God. But the only way that you will be able to do that, to offer your body as that living sacrifice,
amen,
to be able to die to self,
yes,
is that you be able to receive the power of the Holy Ghost to allow you to be able to do just that. Only by God's power will you be able to do it.
And see,
only
and
by
says,
God's
see,
power.
For the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we don't have any. We have righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Our righteousness is filthy
rags,
the word of God says.
See, you for the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all of these things change your life, change where you live. God don't desire your heart. All these things should be added unto you.
Yes.
As well, you see,
yes,
that promise. You see the benefits of God, the promise of God. Amen.
Amen.
God want to add that to you. He want to keep it to himself. He want to give it to those that have faith in him, those that believe him, those that trust him. Amen. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did. We got to thank God then and thank God here today. Yahweh. Amen. Thank God Jehovah. Thank God today. Amen.
Amen.
Yeshua.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and provide our audience with the opportunity. We're going to open the lines up. If you would like to make a comment regarding the message tonight, if this word has ministered to your heart and spirit, we would love to hear and your feedback. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, all you need to do is press 1 on your dial pad, and we will call the last 4 digits of your phone number, and we would certainly welcome you to be able to come in and come live in our studio audience and share what the word of God has meant to you. We just give God praise. We thank God for Pastor Jay tonight and this powerful message that he has delivered, how to win over self. Praise God. Yes, we have one caller. Your last 4 digits of your telephone now live into our studio. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Pastor Hamilton.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? Great, great to hear the awesome message today. I really enjoyed the word of God through the man and woman of God. Amen. I just thank God for you getting on the air with us. But I just wanted to share just one thing that came to mind in the end. The Bible says, if a grain of wheat falls to the ground and die, it abides alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to a point in our lives that we have to die daily. Every day our lives we have to continue to die daily. And that way we can crucify our flesh. And then bring that flesh under subjection so that we can bring our flesh under subjection so the spirit can live through us, you know, and Christ will be, that Christ will get the glory out of our lives. I just truly am blessed the word of God tonight. I really enjoyed it. I just sitting back and listening, just eating off and just eating on the word of God, and I just truly enjoyed it. And I appreciate y'all sending us the text to allow us to come in on the Bible study.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Brother Henderson, as well. Minister Henderson, you and your family, thank you all for tuning in. And thank God that this word has been able to be a blessing to you. And you are so correct.
Amen.
We have to be able to die to flesh daily.
Yes.
Die to flesh daily because the enemy will try to cause flesh to rise up. but God says, yes, that we are. His word teaches us that, yes, we are to die to flesh on a daily basis.
Yes.
And in dying to flesh, that's the only way that we will be able to live in Christ.
Amen.
Die to flesh and live in Christ. And he will give you the power again to be able to walk this Christian journey.
Amen.
We thank God. We just give God praise and give God our honor. Is there anyone else that would like to share tonight, praise God, of what this word has meant to you? Or if you have a prayer request or a testimony, we would love for you to be able to share. The word of God tells us that others are one by your testimony.
Amen.
Well, we thank God and give him all the praise and all the honor and glory. It is just such a joy to be able to share God's word, to share his word with you.
Amen.
And we thank God again for our covenant fellowship and our Church of Light of the World. If you would like to get in contact with us, please worship with us. Our worship services are at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle at 5883 Highway 155 here in the Stockbridge, Georgia, Atlanta area. Our worship times are at 8 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. on Sundays, as well as 12 noon and 7 p.m. on Wednesday for our midweek service. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us through New Season Ministries International, and that is P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321-0264. Or you can contact us by email at New Season, NEWSEASONINTL at yahoo.com. We give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory tonight. We thank God for you and tune in again for another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful and awesome week. To God be all the glory. Good night.
From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
sky with starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Find that song, those songs.